Yeah, yeah. I'm taking my freedom.
Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, and I'm a success mentor. I believe there are 7 pillars of success: your spiritual life, your physical fitness, your emotional, romantic, mental, social, and finally, your financial life. When you get all 7 areas in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I learned this the hard way. I've always made money. Unfortunately, I spent so much time making money that I never had time for the rest of my life. So, despite not having financial worries, I was never happy. I wanted romance, but I didn't have time to date. I wanted to be in great shape, but I couldn't find a moment to go to the gym. I wanted a more spiritual life, but I didn't meditate. That also takes time. I wanted to read great books and fill my mind with deep thoughts, but I never made the time. I wanted a great social life, not just going to work-related events. Emotionally, I was a wreck because my life was totally out of balance. Today, I earn more money than I ever have in my life, and I work only part-time. I have the relationship of my dreams. I'm in the best physical shape of my life. I'm spiritually grounded. I feel fulfilled mentally, socially, and emotionally. My life is in perfect alignment. This podcast will help you discover where your life is out of balance. My mission is to support you in achieving work-life balance so that you can have more fun and freedom in life. On my show, you will get to learn from experts in all 7 areas of abundance. My guests have achieved tremendous success in their zone of genius. Are you ready to go to a level 10 in all 7 areas of life? You got this.
Hello, this is Rebecca Whitman. You are watching the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We are taking you from burned out, drained, exhausted, and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And we're doing it today with Brand Face. Welcome to the show, Tanya and Michael.
Hi.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you so much for having us.
Yep, we're excited to be here.
I am just thrilled you're here. And let me tell my audience a little bit about your great background. So Tanya Eberhard and Michael Carr are the founders of Brand Face. They are also international best-selling authors, and they are hosts of the Be Bold Branding podcast, which I'm so excited to be a guest on soon. They are partners in Brand Face, the most comprehensive personal brand building system out there. They have helped thousands of podcasters, coaches, and consultants stand out from the crowd and become an authority. So I'm so excited. We're going to get right into this. Let's talk about your motto. Your motto is, people don't do business with a logo. They do business with a person. Let's talk about what this means and maybe get even into a little bit of your story so we can get the people behind Brand Face.
Well, yeah, Rebecca, it's something that that's a statement that I came up with a long time ago when the first book, Brand Face book, was written. And it really just comes from personal experience, because I noticed that no matter what level of life you're at, whether you're dealing with a corporation, with whatever you're dealing with, you're ultimately dealing with a human being on some level. And so, especially the level that I learned when I started in the radio industry, I dealt with a lot of business owners. And I realized that the most successful ones really told their story and connected with their potential customers on media outlets. And those were so successful because they had someone to connect with. And so when you, it's easier to kind of get to know someone, that human being, than it is to get to know a corporation. And so that's when personal branding really kind of stood out to me, and I understood the impact that it had on a business.
That is so true. I think people fall in love with the person, not the brand, because the brand is inhuman and there's so many brands. Like, what makes one cell phone stand out from the other, you know? Or there's so much, or one shampoo or whatever. There's a million products out there, and people fall in love with with the story. So what about you, Michael? Tell us a little bit about your story and how you got into the brand and what's the person behind your brand.
Yeah, I you know, I'm like the guy, the old commercial, the old Remington commercial. All of y'all are way too young to remember that. But the guy's like, I bought this Remington shaver and I loved it so much, I bought the company. I don't know if y'all remember that. So I hired Tanya to teach me at 9 years ago. I was in the real estate business and I hired her to teach me what I thought was marketing. To really bring in my marketing. I had three divisions of a company. I had a construction business, an auction business, and a real estate business. I sort of got pushed into the real estate business, in the brokerage end of that, when the debacle, the mortgage debacle started to change, and we got rid of all the REOs and foreclosures and stuff. And so I didn't really even want to be in that business, but this lady talked me into it because it sort of fit. I said, okay. Then she said, you need to meet my niece. She knows how to market. And so I hired her, and I didn't know that she had written the book Brand Face, and I didn't know about her experience yet and how personal branding can transform a company, but she applied those principles to my brokerage. And in the first year, we quadrupled in revenue. The next year, we quadrupled in revenue. The year after that, we doubled in revenue. And we went from literally one transaction at the end of 2013 to now, I think we're going to close 35 deals this month. I've got 26 agents. I've got an office in Knoxville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, and Orlando, Florida, and we're fixing to open up Greenville, South Carolina, all based on personal branding. Every bit of it.
Oh, and Rebecca, I have to add this in because you love the word abundant. Yes. Michael's brand identifier, his tagline slogan, you know, is the abundant life broker.
Oh, there you go. See, yeah. The alignment? It's awesome.
I do. That's why when we saw your show and we met with you, we thought that this is just so perfect. It's just an alignment with each other. It's really cool. But honestly, I didn't ever think of myself that way until Tanya and the branding. But it really, we teach it in our program. It really brings focus to you because when you're exploring how to find your ideal customer, so you can talk to them and have clear conversations with them, you really find out a lot about yourself. And during that process that I was transformed into being a broker, I never thought I'd be a broker. And now I love it. And we get to work with brand face clients in a real estate business, the podcasting business, coaches, speakers, authors. We deal with people in 6 countries, 45 states, and they're all people who just want to be authentically themselves and live an abundant life. And they do.
That's beautiful. Yeah. I love it. So tell us about your 3D formula to a bold and unbeatable brand.
Okay, so it's pretty simple. It is define, develop, and display. And those are really just the three main things you've got to do to build a super strong personal brand. So first of all, you know, if you define who it is you're talking to, like Michael said, your ideal customers, then you're going to know exactly how and where to market yourself. The other thing we do in the define phase is look at your points of differentiation. Like everybody has multiple. There's so many different things about you, Rebecca, not just one. So everybody has that. And we really look at, okay, which of those points of differentiation are your clients really going to be attracted to, and position you then in your space. And that's the define phase.
Yeah, and then after that's the development phase. So we take the define phase is sort of like she described it to me as the 75 mile an hour, what's that type of shiny, get them to stop, get their attention. And in the development phase is where you really begin to talk about a lot of the why you're doing what you're doing, because it doesn't matter if you, what space you're in, right? You need to be speaking to the way your ideal client wants to hear it. And a lot of times sharing your personal experiences brought you to the space of opening your company or starting your podcast or starting your coaching business or writing a book or all of those things. And it's important to people to know why, and that makes them very attractive. So your biography is very important. Your, obviously your elevator pitch, your signature sound bites, which is your brand at a glance that we do. And then we also, the imagery is very important because you want to get the right photos taken that are expressing what you're trying to say in the words. We know that a picture is worth 1,000 words. the picture and the words have to match, right? And it just creates this congruency everywhere. And that's where we work on logos, also colors, brand colors, and things like that that also state the, you know, the purpose of what you're doing. And that's the development phase in a nutshell.
And display is really simple. It's like you take all of those things, all of those branding elements or puzzle pieces, if you will, and you display those correctly and consistently everywhere.
Everywhere.
So everywhere somebody could run across you or your brand, you want them to see that same look and feel, to know that same story, to have that congruency, consistency that is so important in branding.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because people feel like they're repeating themselves, saying the same story and having the same message over and over again, but that's actually how you build a brand.
It is.
Oh, it is. It absolutely is. I'll tell you a funny story. When I was in the radio industry, I had clients call me up sometimes and they'd say, would you please get my commercial off the air? We have to switch that commercial. If I hear that stupid thing one more time, and I would say to them, you know what? Just relax for a minute, because most people are not turning their radio station on and leaving it on the same station all day long for 8 hours a day waiting to hear their commercial, right? They're listening to it like people normally listen to a radio station. So when you are starting to get sick and tired of it, other people are just beginning to notice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's true with photos too. Like, it's totally in podcasts, and it's totally cool to repurpose things, because the people who saw the photo or listened to the podcast, you know, a year ago, it's a different group is going to find it a year later, right?
So right. True. It's not like wearing the same dress to a Christmas party 2 years in a row. You know, if you're going to different Christmas parties, doesn't matter, right? But if you're going to the same one, you might not want to.
Exactly. And even, you know, celebrities are starting to repeat outfits. So there you go.
True.
That's right.
So how does one unveil their inner star through personal branding? And how does someone, what is their inner star? Explain that concept to us.
Sure. I think it's different for everybody. And I feel like, you know, one of the main things in life that keeps us on a successful path is to know what makes us unique and special. And every single person has something so different that makes them special. And they want to they need to tap into that and let, you know, the people that they want to work with know what that is. And they don't need to be shy about it, because here's how we look at it. What makes me or you very unique is going to be so helpful to somebody else. It's not look at me, look at me. It's, hey, look what I can do for you. Look what I've learned and how I can help you cut to the front of the line, save money, save time, whatever that is in your business, you know, because as a brand face, you are the face of your business. So I think it's just different for everybody, but it's a very personal thing too. It's a great transformation that we see when people develop that. Right.
Yeah, I mean, yes. It's one of my favorite parts of the program is when we do their brand reveal the brand messaging, where we've actually built that out and we're probably about halfway through the development phase. And we've taken all the information that they've given to us through working with our brand display specialist and their personal guide and stuff in our forms. And we learn about them. Right. And we really get to know them. And then we read this stuff back to them and they're like, who's that? I want to do business with that. Or we've really had grown men cry. We've had women is like, for the first time in my life, I feel confident that now I can share with people what I do. It's really a great transformation. And all we're doing is just showing them what they really are. Because, we figured out a long time. I've learned it from her. It's hard to read the label when you're inside the jar. And if somebody else looks and says, you know, you're feeling this way about yourself and your business and how that's affected. And then somebody like her comes along and says, no, you're missing this, and this. And you're like, oh my goodness, I am missing that. Right. It's good transformation. And we find that the empowerment that it gives people is really a great, not only a great reward to us, but it's super valuable to them. In confidence as well as dollars.
So is this system a group training? Is it modules? Is it one-on-one coaching? How do you do these exercises with people to help them find their inner star?
Great question.
We actually have all three options. Mm-hmm. We've been doing it for quite a while, and we realized that different people prefer different settings. They learn different ways. They appreciate, like, people in a mastermind setting, they really love, or a group setting, they love having the buy-in and the encouragement of their peers, mm-hmm. and, you know, another look at things. Some people just prefer, hey, I just don't have the time. I'm just going to let you do this, right? Let's do a done for you kind of a thing. So we have all of those available.
That is so great. So how do we change how we charge money? Like, a lot of coaches and entrepreneurs come to me and they don't see their worth. How do you help someone increase their worth, which will increase what they charge?
That's a really also a very good question to ask us, the nuts and bolts of it. And what we do, we realize that people are different, right? So depending on what the business is, what might be more success for you might be equal to what somebody else thinks. Some people in our program want to make $1 million and they want to go to $1.5 million. Some people are trying to make their first 100,000. And the principles work the same, right, for anybody. And so what we like to do is just talk to people and tailor something that's for them to help them realize what the minimum offer is, right? So if we understand that their ideal customers, which we dig into them a lot, because you got to know that so you know who you're talking to and how you're talking to them. And once you figure that out, you price yourself based on their price point and their gain. You could do that through saying, hey, do you want to make another $200,000 a year? Are you leaving $200,000 a year off of the table that you could be doing by repurposing so many of these projects that you put together? And then we like the formula of about 10% of what the gain is. Yeah, and that's where they can rise. So if you're working with people at $100,000 range and you're a coach that's only charging, you know, $500 a month for 3 months, you're probably well under what you ought to be doing, right? And if you're taking somebody from $1 million to $500,000, well, then, you know, you probably need to be charging about $50,000 for your program, because that's about 10% of the gain. So
I like that. That's a cool formula, 10% of the gain. So give me some of your one or two of your biggest success stories of maybe a coach or an entrepreneur that was, you know, not charging what they're worth and now what they're charging, like who they were, how you changed their brand, what their product is, just so we can get an idea of this.
Absolutely. So we've got a couple of different people in mind. One is a young lady who's a travel coach. Very unique, right? And she's a full-time travel coach. So what she does is help people who are just like, you know, a lot of people from the Great Resignation, right? And people who are just tired of the corporate grind. But she was out there, you know, pitching herself, and she was doing a very, very good job, but wasn't positioning herself necessarily exactly the right way to pull in or to attract exactly the kind of people she wants to attract. So we worked with her to position herself properly. One of the phrases that we helped her with is ditch your desk, discover your destiny. Okay. So think about that for
that. Yeah. That's a $1 million phrase right there. Discover your destiny.
And literally in working with her and understanding who she's talking to, what they want out of life, it's like, I don't want this desk anymore. And that allowed her to then tap into three different customer types, right? And you know, before then she was all over the place. She really didn't know who to work with. She had so many projects and programs, and now they're streamlined into, hey, you fit here, choose this. If you're here, choose this. And it's so much more concise. It has so much more clarity involved in that. And I think that just helps a whole heck of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's another example is we work with a real estate agent and investor. And that person is in a destination location. They're in a very much resort-driven area.
Curious.
What's Whistler, British Columbia.
Okay, cool.
Ski resort. Yeah. Average home prices there around, well, they used to be 1.7. They're probably upwards of 1.9 or so right now. But she wanted to attract investors. And a lot of those investors, they're people that came to ski. And they came and they stayed. They rented this really nice place to ski. And now they get there and they realize, oh, wow, this is incredible. I want to buy a place here, right? So it's a second home or a vacation home or whatever it is. So she wanted to position herself to be the go-to person in that area to help them. And so we positioned her as the lifestyle locator. Now we've trademarked that, so don't get any ideas.
Lifestyle locator. You had a turn of phrase, Tanya.
The lifestyle locator. And as a lifestyle locator, her business has risen, I think the last time we talked to her, like 25%. And she is the go-to person in that area because people know she understands the lifestyle. Well, there's a reason we branded her that way. It wasn't just that's what she wanted to do. It's that's how she lived. She is a downhill skier, a cyclist, a runner, a pilot. She's on the tourism board. All of that fits perfectly for her and helped her to gain business in that just by positioning her differently and being known for something. Think about that. You know, our coach is known for Ditch Your Desk, Discover Your Destiny. She's the full-time coach. Now, this agent and investor is known for lifestyle locator. So sometimes those, we call those brand identifiers, by the way, they kind of set the tone and direction for the brand. And so it's other people might consider that a tagline or a slogan, no wrong way of saying it. We just call it brand identifier because that's actually what it does. It identifies your brand, your story, what you're known for. And so those are just a couple. There are a lot more, but those are two of my faves lately.
Yeah, they are. We found too with the people that we work with, usually they're not like just a podcaster. You know, they're usually a podcaster, a coach, an author. They're usually not just one thing. Like, you know, we've got one guy that just came into the perfection, come into the program, and he owns like 10 UPS stores or something. But he's coaching on business, how to grow your business. You know, we've got an insurance agent that inherited a pretty good size insurance agency from his family had it a couple of generations, but he realizes the power of coaching and teaching, you know, what he was just the old school way of doing it. Here's your office. Here's where you learn. He can do this in mass. So he came to us and said, look, I'm fixing to write a book. I've got a podcast. I've got these, you know, multiple offices with all of these agents. I want to teach them how to expand. And so he's moving into that coach arena. And we were able to do what she did for me and take all of these projects that he had lying around on the shelf and pull them into one concise brand that positions him to make money on all of them and not just think, well, I got to focus on the podcast. Oh, look. Oh, no, my insurance business is falling. I got to go focus on the insurance. Oh, wait. Now I got to hold up it, because if you do that under one personal brand, when you're the driving force, then it's like Tanya said, you tell people, she said one time when in sales calls, she'll talk to people and they'll be like, well, I've got this and I got this. And she'll say, which came first, you or all your businesses? Well, I came first. Well, okay, that's what you have to lead with. And then she tells them, the inner star that you have, we're going to bring that out. And it's true because then it's not this, you know, John selling insurance, selling podcasts, selling books, selling speaking opportunities. It's John selling John and everybody coming to him for the different services that he coaches or teaches on. Does that make sense? It's that's the power of the personal branding.
How did you unify that guy's brand? What was his theme that was doing all the different stuff? I'm just curious.
Create, captivate, communicate. Because his entire goal, his legacy goal was to create better communication in the world. Okay. And create, he's very creative. And he teaches his independent insurance agents all over the world through his podcast. He teaches them how to captivate their audience, right? And how to captivate not only their end consumer, but also agents they're trying to pull into their agencies. So it all worked really well for him. Plus, he is a landscape photographer on the side. So that create, captivate, communicate allows him to pull in what he does as a hobby too, and pull all of those things together. And he is absolutely thrilled. We're not ready to unleash his brain yet. So oops, don't say anything. I think I might've given it away,
but
we're building that right now. So, but he's very, very excited about that direction.
Yeah.
So what's something someone could do today that's listening to this podcast? Social media is so noisy. Everybody's vying for your attention. What is something, a technique or a branding piece of advice that someone could actually do today, maybe in their bio or in their pick or something that they could do today after listening to this podcast to stand out from the crowd?
Okay, I would say, number one thing you've got to do is figure out how you're different. Different, not better. Better is subjective. What might be better for Michael might not be better for Rebecca, right? But different is inarguable. Nobody can argue that. This is what I do. This is who I do it for. This is how I do it differently. And go through, list all of the ways that you do things differently or how you are different. It could be personality traits. It could be systems and structures, the way you handle your business. It could be the specific type of person that you work with. You've created this new and creative or unique product or system or, you know, process. List all the ways you're different.
I love that. Because how I'm different from other business coaches is they all say, you know, max out your credit cards, quit your job. You got to put everything on the line and then the business is going to work. And I'm teaching people, keep the job because that's paying your bills and making you feel secure. And let's create a side hustle so that when the side hustle makes as much money as the job, then you can leave the job or not leave the job. Because some people, you know, want to keep the part-time job and have multiple streams of income. So I love that. That's great advice to find out how you're different than the other coaches in your space. That's great. So how do we attract, convert, and charge more? I know we talked a little bit about charging more, but this is the key part of the question while spending less on our marketing.
Okay, so think of it this way. The number one mistake that most people make is they do marketing before they pull their brand together. And those are two very different things. Marketing is promoting your brand, not building your brand. Okay, so you got to kind of build it first, because ask yourself this question. How on earth would you even know what to put into your marketing or where to market unless, first of all, you knew who it is you're trying to attract? Right. So you've got to figure that out. And when you pull those things together seamlessly, and like you said, unify that brand and say, hey, this is who I am. The more finite and the more niche you can describe your ideal customer, the more likely somebody on the other end is going to say, oh my gosh, that's me. I didn't think anybody did this for me. Right. And that's when your business will absolutely soar, because you're specialized. You can absolutely charge more.
Yeah, it's I discovered it in the real estate business. I've been a serial entrepreneur all my life. I worked for 3 months for an engineering firm right out of high school. I had worked for them for a year during high school, and then 3 months after high school, and then I quit. I didn't want to be an engineer. I wanted to be an auctioneer. And my mom cried, and she says, how are you going to live, and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, it'll be all right. And we laugh about it now, but that was the way it happened. And
that way you talk so fast, Michael, because you're
exactly right. I can't get away from it. And so, my side hustle was real estate. Later on, that became my main thing. And I still do auctions as a side hustle just because I like them and just because they're fun. Right. But what I found was in 20 years of owning car lots, construction companies, fence companies, deck companies, a HVAC company, a real estate company, that I wasn't really good at any of those things. And all I ever did was just threw money at them. And I made a little money, yeah, but I was just throwing money at them. And I thought, you just throw all your marketing against the wall and something will stick. And then when Tanya came around and she said, look, no. Number one, you're too stretched out, all these different verticals. We got to pull them down together into one. And then you have to be different, find that differentiation, and then point that at your ideal customer. And then she's like, who is your ideal customer? And I'm like, well, people want to buy a house. She said, everybody wants to buy a house. Right. Which, and we just kept drilling it down. And then when we figured out exactly who we wanted to talk to, which at the time was buyers, first time home buyers. Right. And when we talked to them, we, all of a sudden, 3 months later, I could look at a spreadsheet and realize I didn't have to sling money everywhere. The radio worked. Because that's where my ideal customer was. So I was moving money away from, you know, shopping carts and crap like that. And I started putting it in where it worked. And that's why, that's where you get ROI on your marketing. That's how you can literally look back and say, well, billboards work. You know, I couldn't always afford billboards. So before billboards, it was radio because you could get in easy. And I was like, radio worked. So then I spent more money on radio, got more customers. Does that make sense? And yeah. It's how you, by dialing in your brand like that, knowing who you're talking to, that's how you get to speak their language. And that's how you get to talk to them. And that's how you get to make more money. And then you point your advertising towards them with that same language. And it grows and grows and grows and grows and grows.
What I'm hearing you say is instead of just throwing money on the wall like spaghetti, you know, in your marketing budget and hoping you'll attract someone.
Please call.
Yeah, you drill down, you find your ideal customer, and then your advertising is targeted toward them and find out where they hang out. Are they on the radio? Are they on the internet? Are they driving down the highway? You target your marketing to your ideal customer so they actually say, hey, he's talking or she's talking about me, and then they respond. Am I hearing that?
Yes. Correct? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So think of it this way. If you're in the market for having somebody teach you, you know, how you can travel the world while you work remotely, right? Yeah. Are you more likely to say to somebody or to respond to somebody that says, I'm a travel coach, I can show you how to travel economically or whatever it is, right? Or do you want to look at, or are you more likely to look at the person that's like, ditch your desk, discover your destiny? Oh my gosh, my heart just stopped, right? So
there's I'm tired of my desk. I hate my desk. I'm so glad she, what? Right? I can ditch my desk?
You'll pay more for somebody who understands what you want and need, and the more
and
specialized.
Yeah, and
exactly.
Can provide
exactly.
It.
I mean, of course you can't do this and like not know what you're doing.
I mean, like Heather, she hasn't had a set location. She's a travel working coach. She teaches you how to go anywhere in the world and live.
We'll plug her here. Heather Markell, M-A-R-K-E-L.
Heather Markell.
She's awesome.
Yeah. Travel coach.
She's a digital nomad.
Yeah,
exactly.
Making money, traveling all over the world, well, teaching people how to travel all over the world and make money.
She came by it, honestly, 4 years ago. She left the corporate world because she hated her desk. She has not had a permanent address in the last 4 years.
Which I love.
She's somewhere in Paris now, I think. I see her Tuesday videos. Go to her Facebook group, guys. I see her Tuesday videos. They're awesome. And she's teaching people exactly how to do what she's doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I think that's a millennial thing. And I know a lot of millennials listening to this podcast. We love you. It's a value for millennials to have travel and experience more than having security, stability, and like piling up a bunch of money in the bank. Like, I'd rather have like, you know, a trip to Paris and West Africa and whatever than just have the money sitting there in the bank. So I think it's cool, you know, that the millennials value experience more than money.
Well, it'll serve you better in the long run, I can tell you, you know, because the money, no matter how much money you make, you can die cold. And looking back, and nobody's going to say, hey, I wish I worked another day, right? They'll look back and say, I sure am glad I went and saw Egypt, you know, or whatever. I spent time with my family. So they might be onto something there for sure.
I like the quote, a human being is the sum of their experiences, not their net worth. So I think they are onto something.
Yeah, I do. I agree.
So true. Yep. So true.
Yep.
So if you had a billboard on the side of the highway and you could give the world one message about who you are and what you do, what would it say?
Mine would say, I unveil inner stars.
Ooh, I like
that. It's plain and simple. To me, that's what it's all about. When I grew up, I was surrounded by alcoholism and addiction throughout my whole family, both sides. And I realized that even at that young age, I realized that sometimes the only difference between somebody hugely successful or just waiting on the next drug deal, right, is self-worth. It's knowing how and why you're so valuable in this world and that you are indeed special and unique. And when you can figure that out, not only does it change your life, but it changes your business.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. What would your billboard say, Michael?
That's so tough, but I always go back to the same one, you know, be bold. Like, just be bold about it. Just be absolutely bold. I look back. I'm not a regretful person. I've had things like just every other human in my life I've had to overcome. But I look back and I don't regret any of it because I wouldn't be here right now beside this beautiful lady, talking to this beautiful lady, right, on a world wide web, if any of it had changed or been different. The only thing that I can look back and say I wish I'd have done more of is I'd have been bolder with what I did. I'd have just go for it, you know. It'll pay off.
I like leap first, think later.
I like that. She used to say, you know, it's like jumping off a cliff with out your clothes on and like hoping you find them on the way down.
Yeah. I've made a couple of big risks, you know, career risks in my life. It's like, and I said, it's just like jumping off a cliff without your clothes and hope you find them on the way down. Luckily, I found them every time. but it feels like that sometimes. And so if it feels like that, you're not alone, people.
That's right. Just keep doing it.
And it's like, if you know why, the how is going to reveal itself. Know what your why is and don't worry about the how and just go for it and make big, bold moves. Like you said, I couldn't agree with you more. So how can people stay in touch with Brand Face?
Okay. Well, you can find out everything you need to know at brandfacestar.com. That's brandfacestar.com. And of course, we're at Brand Face Star on all social outlets.
I will be studying your social media platforms to watch how you do what you say you're going to do.
Perfect.
Teaching, because I know you practice what you preach for sure, and it's going to be really fun for me to watch you. So we're definitely going to stay in touch, and then I will be on your show very soon. I'm so excited. And
if
you guys need help with your branding, we're going to have, you know, their website and everything in the show notes. Thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate your time. You guys have helped so many people find their ideal client, discover their inner star, and charge what they're worth. It's so great. Thanks again for being on the show. You're listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman. We are taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I can't wait to see you next time with another wonderful guest. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and your hands clean. Bye.
Who says you can't have it all? I'm proof that you can. You just have to put your life into balance. Too much of anything, money, fitness, socializing, can overtake your life. When all seven aspects of your life work in harmony, you will achieve the balanced, beautiful, and abundant life you've always dreamed of. Please subscribe to hear more inspiring interviews. Is there someone you know who could benefit from this podcast? Please share this podcast with them. Please review this podcast. Your feedback will help me target your needs and plan for upcoming shows that answer your questions and feature guest speakers that can make a big difference in your life. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman. Feel free to DM me to book a free balance assessment call. And don't forget, stay balanced, beautiful, and abundant.